A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chaf, Moed Katan 20a, pagination, page 39. The halacha regarding laws of mourning of Shmua Rechoka, hearing about the passing after the 30-day mark. So we know that normally mourning after the burial takes place in terms of the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning, and the 30 days of mourning. If a person hears about the passing after the 30-day mark, so then it's called a Shemua Rechoka, from the distance. It's heard after a period of time, which would be typical if you were in a different city, far away from the passing. And the halacha, as we'll see in a moment, is that you only have to do one action of mourning, but the concept of Shiva and Shloshim, 7 and 30, does not apply. So the Gemara can be found 3 lines into the wide. Taf Reish, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shemua Kirova, hearing locally, close, noheges shiva ushloshim. Then the person would observe 7 and 30. Shmua rechoka, but if it's a distant hearing, eina noheges eloyom echad, you only observe 1 day. Ezu kurova veezu rechoka, what's considered close, what's considered far? Kurova besoch shloshim, close is within 30. Rechoka la'acha shloshim, distant is when it's out of 30. Divi Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. That's the way we paskin. The Gemara continues, and this is a bit fascinating. The Chachamim Omrim, the majority opinion, the Chachamim, the sages, say, Achashmoa Kroa v'achashmoa Rechoka Noheg Yeshiva Ushloshim, both close and far have 7 and 30. Amar Rabba Barachano, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, anytime you'll find an individual sage being lenient and the majority being strict, halacha karabim, you would paskin like the majority and we would be strict. And if we applied that rule in this case, then a person who's hearing a shmua rechoka from far away, distant, more than 30 days from the passing, would still have to observe 7 and 30 if we applied this rule. But Rabbi Bar Chana says that rule applies everywhere, chutz mizu, except for over here, by the laws of mourning. Even though Rabbi Akiva, who's an individual, is being lenient, and the Chachamim, the majority of the sages, are being strict, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, even though it's taking a major stand. It's taking an individual's leniency and making it the law. Da'amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei Ameiko be'evel, because Shmuel taught us that the halacha is to be lenient when it comes to avelus. And this is an early machlokes. This is Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Bar Chana says that rule would apply in this case, and therefore, as we are saying, if it's a Shmua Rechoka, the person would not observe 7 and 30, but rather just an act of mourning. Drop down to the bottom of the page where the Gemara presents a practical application of this. On the last line, we're dealing with Rav and the passing of his parents. Rav is going to pose the question to Reb Chiya, what's doing with my parents? And based on Reb Chiya's response, Rav is going to realize that his parents are deceased, and he's going to go ahead, in the case of a Shmua Rechoka, it's more than 30 days from their passing, to observe the appropriate avelus, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, Kisalik lahasam, when Rav went over there, Omar Lei, he told Reb Chiya, Abba Kayim, a question. is my father alive? Amalei, and Reb Chiya responded, he didn't want to say he's not alive, he didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. So he told him, Ima Kaimis, you know, it would be better if you asked me about your mother. Amalei, so he asked him, Ima Kaimis, is my mother alive? Amalei, and he told him, Abba Kaim, it would be better if you asked me about your father. So it was clear through the hint, as we use the expression, hint, hint, I mean, did you get it? Realized that his parents had passed on. Amalei l'shamei, so he told his assistant, Chalotz li min oli, help me remove my shoes. V'holach acharei keilai leves hamerchatz, and carry my items to the bathhouse, because I intend, I'm on my way to the bathhouse, I'm going to bathe. Shema mina tlas, we learned three things. Shema mina, by being so open about it, Rav taught us three things. Number one, Aval Osa ben Ilas HaSandal, that wearing leather shoes is a definitive act of against mourning, and taking them off is therefore a definitive act of mourning, and that removing his shoes was such a definitive act that it was considered his one act of mourning. Ushma mina, and clearly he held that hearing from the distance only requires one day of mourning, and he was not going to do 7 and 30. And also, mikzas hayom kekulo, that part of the day is sufficient to be considered the full day when it comes to mourning. Just like on the seventh day of the mourning, after the first period of the day, after Shachris, let's say, the mourners get up and Shloshim begins. So here also, he's only obligated for one day, so he does one act, and that is sufficient. So this is the concept of Shmua Rechoka. If a close relative hears of the passing distant from when it happened, and they would only observe a moment, so to speak, of mourning, one act of mourning. Now, in certain ways, nowadays, this would be very uncommon. How could a person not have heard of a close relative's passing within 30 days? It could happen, perhaps. There are cases. But the practical application, I believe, is that sometimes we have an elderly relative who his or herself is under serious medical care, hospital or nursing home, and they lose a close relative. They lose a sibling, for example. There are times that we will purposely not inform the close relative of the passing, because we want to create it as a Shmua Rechoka. We would like to create it that they don't hear about it until after 30 days, and like this, they only have to do one act of mourning. And therefore, if a person is under serious medical care and we're afraid that notifying them right away and requiring of them some level of Shiva would be too traumatic and difficult for them, whatever the considerations are, there is the possibility of purposely withholding the information for the health of the close relative. And even though they are supposed to be in mourning, if you don't inform them, they don't know, and they don't have an obligation. And you're not informing them for a very specific health reason. And then, at a more appropriate time, it's never opportune, but at an appropriate time, the person would be informed when they have the strength to deal with it. But also, if it's after 30 days, then they're not going to push themselves to try to observe Shiva if that is indeed too traumatic in the projection. Then this might be a solution of how to conduct ourselves in terms of informing the close relative. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.